We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back in here on WQAM. Joining us now, he's a Super Bowl champion head coach. Brian Billick is with us. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Coach, I want to jump right into something that we've been talking about here recently, and first-round picks. The Dolphins have a whole handful of those, obviously, but looking at this year's top pick for the Dolphins, Jaylen Waddle, you bring in a guy like that, Coach, you use a top pick on him, a top-five pick, and the Dolphins had their choice, by the way, of any of those guys that they wanted. They end up trading down and say, Jaylen Waddle's our guy. What kind of impact does he need to make here in year one for the Miami Dolphins? You know, also knowing that they brought him in to be a primary weapon here for Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, and the fact that it's in conjunction with Devontae Parker and Will Fuller, and it's big. He can have a huge impact. Now, it may not be a huge, you know, he may be a 40, 50 catch guy. He could have even more than that. But the impact he's going to have, this is a great player. It's got right pedigree. It allows you to spread the field and give Tua more options, which is always a good thing. So, yeah, I think it was a great choice on their part and gives them a really talented, deep, and diverse receiving core.
Coach, when you would get first-round picks and you'd bring them in, what were your expectations for them right off the bat? Are they different than say, a guy you take maybe in some of the later rounds? I mean, do you expect if you take a guy in the first round, especially early on in the first round, this guy has to come in and absolutely has to make an impact in year one?
Well, there are all those expectations. Now, it depends on the position as well. Some positions obviously are going to differ. The wide receiver position is actually a tougher transition. A lot of people think, well, yeah, why wouldn't he, you know, he's going out catching the ball. The guy's got proven ability. Why wouldn't he have a big impact? But that transition into the pro game, the caliber of the defenses, backs that you're facing, the windows that is considered open in the NFL compared to college football, it is more of an adjustment for receivers than I think people give them credit. But, yes, they do have the ability, like I said, particularly if they – and the thing with Waddle, as I said earlier – the fact that he comes in with a solid group with Fuller and Devontae Parker, if he were just the guy and they brought him in to be that guy, that does carry a lot of pressure and a lot of adjustment for a young player. But the fact that he can fit into the whole mosaic of this receiving group, I think is going to, you know, bode well for him.
Coach Brian Billick here with us on WQAM. And, Coach, you lead me perfectly into our next topic here, which is Tua Tagovailoa. And he enters his second year here with the Miami Dolphins. Now, there's been a lot of discussion that this is a huge year for Tua, which it obviously is. But this is kind of the year that we're going to see if Tua can be the quarterback of the future. And I ask you this, Coach. Is it fair to put that kind of pressure on a guy in his second season? And can you tell after a second season with a quarterback, hey, this is our guy that we can, you know, kind of hitch our wagon to moving forward? Or do you need to see more?
Well, it may not be fair, but that's life in the NFL. When you're taking number one overall, and there is the biggest jump is going to be from the first to the second year. You now have an entire offseason. He's got a basis from which to build from. He knows what it is to play in the NFL now. So now that film study and that offseason study is very real. It's very applicable. Bill Walsh always felt like you're going to know whether a guy is a guy, is a franchise guy, by that 24th, 25th, 26th start. Now, it may happen before then, and we've seen that before, but if it doesn't happen by then it's probably not there. So, yeah, that clock is kind of ticking. He's surrounded by a pretty good team now. We just talked about with the addition of Waddle. I like the addition of Logan Hunter at tight end. I mean, they've got some pieces around him that there's every reason to have realistic expectations that he is indeed going to be that guy that you took as the first overall pick in 2020.
Coach, it looked like with Tua in year one, and obviously they didn't really open up the full playbook for him, and then he even had comments in the offseason that he didn't have a full grasp of the playbook, and you know, hopefully he does going into year two. But if you were the coach of this team, would there be any restrictions on Tua, or it would be, you know, we're going to throw everything we have at this guy and we're going to see what he can do? Or would there be any restrictions?
Yeah, if you're putting restrictions on a second-year player that now has played and has that experience, then you probably already have the answer to your question whether he's a guy or not. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that they're not. Now, again, you've got to fit what you're doing around the player. So there are certain aspects of the offense that, quite frankly, you just may not do with him simply because that doesn't fit the skill set of what he has around him or what he does. That's true of any quarterback. But in terms of the amount of offense or doing, you know, tailing it back because you're not sure he can handle it, that would be a major concern for me.
Coach Brian Billick here with us on WQAM. Just to shift gears to Deshaun Watson, he's obviously another guy that gets talked about a lot down here. And, you know, Coach, I want to ask you, we were discussing this on the show the other day, is there just too much baggage with him, even if he gets cleared? Is it difficult to bring a guy like that? And his talent is not in question. There's no doubt about that. But when you bring a guy into your locker room and into your organization that has that much baggage, is that a difficult thing to do?
Well, the players will embrace it. By all accounts, is a good, solid guy. Obviously, there are some things going on swirling around him. The biggest downside to me is we just got done talking about Tua and his development and being the guy. But if you're truly, and we don't know if it's true or not, or whether they're truly pursuing that, but if we can get Deshaun Watson, we'll go get him. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a tough dynamic. I mean, either you believe in Tua or you don't. Or it's, yeah, well, we believe in Tua if we can't get this other guy and maybe we'll be okay. That's a tough message to send into the locker room. So that would be more of a concern to me than if indeed, and particularly if it lingers and during training camp, and we still might get Deshaun Watson. I don't know what that does to the dynamic for Tua and for that team and their perspective of what their quarterback position is.
Coach, to another quarterback who has been in the news a lot here, Aaron Rodgers. I'm just curious, first off, how you see this thing playing out with Aaron Rodgers. And from a coaching standpoint, how difficult could it be to deal with a situation like this? And obviously, there's a lot of smoothing over that needs to be done here by the entire Packers organization if they do want him back. But, Coach, have you ever dealt with a situation like this? We had a player that was just so unhappy, and, you know, maybe you sat down and just kind of, you know, hammered things out and made it all good?
Well, you always have that in the off season because it has to do with the money and the contract and all that. And you, as a coach, you got to kind of keep yourself arm's length from it if you can, because at the end of the day, you've got to work with the player. This is a unique one. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is the MVP of the league. What he represents, the circumstance, this is a tough one. Now, as a coach, I can only coach who's here, so that's where our focus is. But, yeah, for it to be an Aaron Rodgers, just like any of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, and it's been interesting with the amount of money they're making now and the amount that's guaranteed. To me, it's getting a feel of it's more like the NBA, and these guys think they're LeBron James and can dictate to their clubs in the league who and what and how they're going to play. And I don't know that that's a good thing. If you're a betting man, both Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, are they going to be with their existing teams? I'd say yes. Mm-hmm. But this is a new world. This one's going to be interesting to see how this transpires. I can also see them both coming back and going, okay, no harm, no foul. That was all offseason talk. Yeah, let's go play football.
All right, one thing that doesn't change, Coach, is Jerry Jones. He continues to remain out front here with the Cowboys, and, you know, they have Hard Knocks coming up and all that. My question to you is this. You know, Jerry just spoke yesterday and gave his emotional press conference and talked about a lot of different stuff, but how difficult is it for members of that coaching staff and maybe even the players at some points there, Coach, when you have an owner who is so involved and so out front with everything and talks to the media after games and, you know, gives his opinions on the game so quickly afterwards, and is that difficult for a coach to basically to win in Dallas?
Well, no, simply because you know that's what it is, that you knew that when you took the job, and it is unique. It's not, quite frankly, what the best consistent winning organizations in the league do, but Jerry Jones has never fit that mode. And so when you take the job, they're used to it, and that just is what it is. And whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, doesn't matter. It's his team, and he can do whatever he wants. There, as a coach, it adds another layer for you to have to deal with in terms of the players responding to you and the pressures. But every coach has pressures in the NFL. I mean, that's the nature of the game. But no, yeah, in terms of them dealing with it, they're used to it. They knew that when they signed on. And so it's just business as usual.
Coach, one last question for you, and I'm just curious your opinion. I'm sure you followed along with what's going on in college football with name, image, and likeness and players now being able to capitalize on that. And I know that it probably doesn't affect the NFL all that much, but what are your thoughts on college athletes now being able to get compensated and, you know, maybe that helps, you know, them learn some business skills and stuff like that on their way to the NFL? But what are your thoughts on just name, image, and likeness as a whole?
Well, yes, intellectually, yes, it makes sense. And the players ought to be, you know, dealt a piece of the pie, so to speak. But I think we're opening a Pandora's box. I'm concerned about it. There's so many different layers to this. And the biggest consequence is the smaller sports there's going to be cuts. There's going to be kids, scholarships taken away, programs shut down. I'm talking about the lesser sports at the college scene because of the monies that are going to have to be spent at the top end. That's an unintended consequence that I worry about because of, you know, college athletics provides so many opportunities at so many levels, both male and female sports, to get to college and play, you know, whether it's a lacrosse team or the equestrian team or whatever, that the monies for them are going to get squeezed. And that's going to be an unfortunate byproduct to me.
All right, Coach, we are, of course, a hotbed for college football, high school football, all of it down here in South Florida. And you have a great product that you want to talk to us about, X-Tech shoulder pads. Tell us about it, Coach.
Yeah, we're the number one pad in the National Football League. And as we are in the top college programs and even in the high school programs like Modern Day, De La Salle, Bishop Gorman, St. Thomas Aquinas, this is the best pad on the market. You know, the game has evolved so much, you're taking the head out of the game, everything from headset communication to GPS tracking. The one thing that hadn't changed were pads, but X-Tech's pad has changed that. We're the number one pad. This is the pad that our young people need to be in. It's exciting for me to see high school players now because the parents are getting involved. They're vesting themselves in the process of making sure that their players are in the best equipment available. It's a great game, but it's a game that's got to be taught properly, and you've got to be protected properly, and X-Tech pads are the way to do that.
And you can enter the promo code COACH21 for 10% off your order. That's X-Tech shoulder pads, COACH21 for 10% off your order. Coach Billick, thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Glad to do it.
All right, that was Super Bowl 35 champion head coach Brian Billick. We will take a pause. More of the Joe Rose Show coming up next here on WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series.
visit pitchhitrun.com today.